Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. After boycotting the start of indirect peace talks, representatives of the main Syrian opposition group met Sunday with the UN envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, in Geneva, with both sides saying there had been progress in resolving some of the issues that had the opposition threatening to leave. Middle East scholar Peter Bechtol spoke with VOA about the talks with de Mistura.
Even if they just talk to him and not to the government representatives, that one can say they've been in the same room, or in the same hotel, rather, in the same city, is progress.
The so-called proximity talks are meant to lay the groundwork for eventual direct negotiations. With no face-to-face encounter scheduled between the Assad government officials and opposition representatives in this round, the plan is for the UN envoy to consult with each side separately and shuttle between the two to relay proposals and positions. Saudi authorities have arrested 9 American citizens, among them 33 suspects, rounding it up for the past few days. Officials in Saudi Arabia did not say if any of the so-called terror suspects were linked to the Islamic State militants, which has claimed responsibility for several deadly attacks against security forces and Shiites in the kingdom in recent months. At least 65 people were killed. It happened late Saturday in northeastern Nigeria after militants attacked the village of Dalori near the Borno State capital of Maiduguri with suicide bombs, gunfire, and setting homes on fire. The Sunni insurgent group Boko Haram is suspected of launching the attack, the third in the region in the past week. This is VOA News.